This is a letter of the Ramban's that the Ramban wrote when he heard that in the Ir Badrash, which was a city where there were a lot of people who held the Rambam in very high esteem, so a few people gathered together to write some kind of letter, some kind of formal protest against the great sage Rabbeinu Yonah. And their words against Rabbeinu Yonah touched the Ramban, and they claimed that over 130 years ago they found some fault in the lineage of Rabbeinu Yonah. Now, Rabbeinu Yonah's father, Rabbi Avram, was the Ramban's uncle. He was his mother's brother, meaning the Ramban and Rabbeinu Yonah were cousins. And their children, the son of the Ramban, Rav Shlomo, married Rabbeinu Yonah's daughter, and so these second cousins married. And the Ramban got up to battle in honor of his forefathers, and he writes out the song about these people who invented things, he says, because they wanted to avenge the honor of the Rambam. It is known that Rabbeinu Yonah initially was at the forefront of the battle against the Rambam, against Maimonides. And what? Rambam, Ramban. The Ramban is Rabbeinu Yonah's cousin. The Rambam was the one who was initially attacked by Rabbeinu Yonah. And later on, the people started burning Rambams, and then Rabbeinu Yonah witnessed how there was the great book burning, the great burning of the Shas. And Rabbeinu Yonah felt that the burning of the Shas was in part a sign from heaven that they shouldn't have burnt the books of the Rambam. And Rabbeinu Yonah thought deeply and came to the conclusion that he had erred. And then Rabbeinu Yonah, who had traveled through Europe preaching about how they should burn the Rambam's books, started traveling back through Europe and speaking publicly, saying, "I erred. We have to honor the Rambam. We should not burn the Rambam's books." The Ramban in this letter, in this song, will spell out how really earlier generations had already proven that there was no problem in their lineage. And let's begin the letter and we'll see as we go along. One of the beautiful things about the Sephardi composers is that they were very, very poetic. So we will read it and try to pass over the poetry in a foreign language as best as we can. Gadol ha'itza ורב העליליה, אשר כפליים לך לתושייה. The one who has great thought and he has great plans in the world. The first sentence was a pasuk, גדול היצא ורב העליליה, אשר כפליים לך לתושייה. That's based on a verse in Eov, that we could hope for double the savior from you. ידעתי כי מצרף דעתנו שכלך. I know that your mind, so to speak, is the purification of our thoughts. ומבחן עצתנו עמך. And the test of what we think is by you. ואני רוצה להטריח עליך דבר, כי הוצרח הכרחני לכך. הנה הגיעני מעיר ההרס, כי האתד המשוח עליהם אסף עד שמונה אנשים מאויבינו. The Ramban says, "I want to burden you, God. And I am burdening you because I am forced to burden you. because I've heard from the city of destruction that the little one, the thorn bush, who was anointed above people, and this is a reference to the famous allegory in Shoftim about how the trees went to appoint a king and finally no one would agree until the thorn bush, who had nothing to offer, was appointed as king, and he caused all of their destruction. And he gathered up to 8 people from our enemies. And he wrote about our ancient brother, that's Rabbeinu Yonah. He wrote about him a work of hatred. Lemo, saying the following, Kishamu bipsuk mishpachtenu, that they've heard about a pause in the fine lineage of our family. Yeah. Badu dvarim milibam hazone linkom nikmatam. They invented things from their heart which goes astray because they really wanted to get revenge. Velo chashashu leidutam sheker. They didn't worry about the fact that they were saying false testimony. Velekama tovot vechasadim asher kiblu me'arosh ha'nedar menuchato kavod. And how many favors they got from this leader, the head, Rabbeinu Yonah. They were given so many favors by Rabbeinu Yonah, but they didn't care. They turned on him, and now they're spreading lies about Rabbeinu Yonah's lineage. Sheigbu la'isha hi asher hem me'orerim aleha et ketubata mi'ba'ala aviz keno shel dodi menuchato kavod. They claim that woman had her ksuba collected from her husband. Milvad ktubat banei haktuvim b'chta v'chacham alevi, aside from the ksuba of her children, whose ksuba was written in the writing of the chacham the Levi. Huh? Let's see, wait. V'chatum alavim kiyum betin sheba, and they say it's signed together with the validation of the courts. V'yotam imeah v'shloshim shana yesh mizman haktubot. 130 years have passed from the time of the ketubot. V'chama ka'ele v'chede shtarot kodmot me'aisha ume'ba'ala b'chatimat gdolei ha'ir, mar Sha'ul u'mar Moshe endivim sarei ha'ir. And we have quite a few documents that were signed by the woman and her husband and the great men of the city. U'v'dor ha'sheni chatmu kozegnei ha'ir ba'alei Torah b'lshon betin. And in the next generation, following this couple, all the elders of the city signed Shemasot biyadam avotam shechasha shel hevel otzi hevel, that their tradition is that the one who spread out this rumor, he spread out a rumor that is worthless, and he is worthless. V'alpi betin utra lebala, and the court said that she was permitted to live with her husband. They claimed that the courts forbade a woman to live with her husband. They found that there was something improper, that the woman had cheated on her husband or something else to cause the woman to be invalidated upon her husband and then cause her children to be invalidated. And not only was their marriage validated, that they remained married, and the Ramban says we have letters from that were post-dated to the time they claim it happened, but we know that this rumor erupted the generation after this couple, and the courts in that time got together and publicized the letter that these rumors have no validity. Milvan p'sak din harav Rabbi Meir Ravi Mori Rabbi Natan menuchato kavod, aside from the ruling of the courts, what? Yeah. That it's, yes. V'anasi ha'gadol Rabbi Yitzchak v'arav Rabbi Avigdor v'chamisha d'imhon, aside from what all these great rabbis signed, shechakru ha'dvarim b'artzotam b'artzotenu b'artzotam, that they search things out in their lands and our lands, v'nimtza shu sheker, and they discovered it was all lies. U'mipi ha'nasi Rabbi Kulonimas megarvona shamukin, and they had testimony that it's all lies from Rabbi Kulonimas from Garvona. וכול אלה הדברים ברורים. And all of this is really clear. ואתה נמלח ליבי עליי לבוא מהם בזרוע נטויה וראש גלוי. And now my heart, so to speak, has decided with myself to come with an outstretched fist and my head bared towards them, כי רצוני Leibachen v'chazahav nitze. Because I say, let's get tested together and we'll come out like gold. Only what's pure will come out. Ani mapil tchinati lefanecha. I place my plea before you. Mazkil zchut avotai. Who's he writing the letter to? To God. Gadol ha'itza v'rav ha'liliya. God who has the greatest counsel. I place my plea before you. Mazkil zchut avotai v'kuvatenu ha'krova. You remember, you mention the merits of my forefathers and those that are related, that are close to me. Lekabetz kenenu kol ahuvenu hanemanim. To gather all our elders, our beloved ones that are trusted. V'tazru min hashamayim. So he calls upon all the other earlier generations and he says, help us out from heaven. Lachrim kol achatum boto shtar shel edut sheker. To destroy from... He's calling on his ancestors who have passed away. Come and avenge our honor. Destroy whoever signed this letter of false testimony in which they write that our family is really a family of ill repute. And if maybe in heavens someone will protest, so send the disease that destroys, that wears one down. V'techrimu et achotim ha'ele, and wipe out these sinners. Ki kol tuchal uviyadcha kol v'ata kol. For you can do anything, and everything's in your hand, and you are everything. V'anachnu navo achrechem ki rabim asher itanu, and we will follow after you, for we have more forces than they have. Ki kol chachmei irenu atzevim od al hadavar umaridim alav. For all the elders, the wise men of our cities, are upset by this, and they're shuddering over it. V'nishlach haktav letzorfat, and the letter's been sent to France. V'avatik yevarcheu elokim, yechtov alav kol rabanei tzorfat, u'ma osif ledaber. And the elder over there, that's Rabbeinu Yonah, I guess, he will sign all the rabbis of France, and what else should I add to say? Lecha zroim kvura, God, you have the arm, you have the might, ta'aseh v'tuchal, you will perform and you will succeed. Et asher timtza etcha aseh letov ulchavod. Ve'al techash be'et hazot. Whatever you find to do, do for good and for honor, and please be not silent at this time. Ve'inei atchil lahim benachat ve'eftach b'shalom. But says the Ramban, I will first come towards them in peace, calmly. והנה שילחתי לך טופס הכתב שאני שולח לקהילות פרובנציה, and I sent you the writings which I'm sending to the congregations in פרובנציה. והיה זה שלום על אדוני ועל תורתו כחפץ כבודו כחפץ הכואב על מעל הגולה. The Ramban signs off, and may this be peace to my master and his Torah, and as we seek the honor of the Torah, and we seek and hurt those that have lifted their hands against this. Seems like the Ramban over here wrote this letter to someone else. And they say over here, they give names of who it might have been written to. So then we have to say from the conclusion of the letter that what he said in the beginning of the letter, he who has great understanding and can do great things, he is using this as a borrowed compliment, excuse me, for this great rabbi. That's all we have to say. Okay, so that's the conclusion of the Ramban's first letter.